It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. San Antonio, Texas is home to the Alamo and the Riverwalk. This week, our very own San Antonio Rose, Elaine LaBalme, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, takes us deep into the heart of Texas. Elaine, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Good afternoon. I bet it's warmer in Texas than it is in Pittsburgh today.
It has to be. It just has to be. And I'll bet the Mexican food tastes pretty good, too.
Oh, man.
Well, New Girl, you're sending us to San Antonio. Can I say San Antonio, or is that like saying Frisco to a San Franciscan?
You know, you're absolutely right. We'll stick with San Antonio.
Okay. Well, it feels very Mexican, but it is obviously closer to home and no passport required.
Absolutely. So it's so easy. You totally get that Mexican vibe, but you don't have to leave the country. And it's actually pretty easy to get there. My husband happens to be there on business this very week. And I checked weather.com because I know he's wearing shorts in San Antonio just this morning. It's going to be 80 degrees this weekend. So let me tell you, get that plane ticket, get that last minute fare, and get yourself over there.
Just so you know, I saw a guy here on the south side yesterday wearing shorts, riding a bike. Just saying.
Maybe he's from Texas, and maybe he just hasn't lost that mindset. I can't explain that, Paul. But but let me tell you, I've been, you know, I love San Antonio. Actually, I've been there a number of times. It's a, you know, wonderfully Mexican feel. You'll hear lots of Spanish spoken. A very cultural city. It's actually, you know, a lot of people say, well, when I go to Texas, I want to be in Austin. But you want to be in San Antonio, too, just up the road. Lots of cool stuff going on there. A river runs through it, the San Antonio River. And as a matter of fact, if you time your visit for right around St. Patrick's Day, 110 pounds of environmentally friendly green dye will be dumped into the river, making it look like an Emerald Isle. And they actually rename it by proclamation, the River Shannon, right around St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
So that's kind of fun. There you go. It'll just feel like a lime lollipop or something. but no, they've done a great
– big, giant pitcher of lime Kool-Aid.
There you go. Jump right in. No, they don't want you jumping in. You can
I'm
take
sure
a boat ride on
don't.
The river. But, you know, the Riverwalk, Paseo del Rio and Español. It's one story below the main sort of city level. And this was actually created many years ago when they were trying to put in place flood control. There was a flood in San Antonio in the 20s, and many, many people perished in this flood. And so they set up these floodgates and some dams and whatnot. And so, you know, what they've done smartly over the years is, you know, landscape and make this a very pedestrian-friendly sort of a kind of a second city, second space in San Antonio. So what you've got along the Riverwalk, which I believe meanders for about 15 miles, is you know, all kinds of outdoor cafes and shopping and whatnot. You can obviously jump on these, you know, boats and all. And it's just a beautiful setting. You know, it's just it's a little bit cooler down there in the summer. And, you know, you can have your margarita or your mojito along the river well into the night. So it's a very winning city.
And, of course, it is the home of the Alamo, and we've got to go, right?
You have to. And, you know, it's right downtown, and you can just be, like, walking along the street, and then suddenly it's like, boom, and you see this little building, and you think to yourself, that looks like the Alamo, and it is the Alamo. It just kind of hits you in the face, this sweet little stone building. And again, this speaks to the place where there was this 13-day siege, March of 1836, that Texians, as they called them at the time, battled General Santa Anna's forces, and they lost. And among those who died,
Davy Crockett.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
King of the Wild Frontier, I've been told.
Absolutely. And this inspired the rallying cry by Sam Houston, "Remember the Alamo," in the subsequent Battle of San Jacinto in April of 1836. And at that point, they did defeat Santa Anna's forces. And when you go to the Alamo, it is just so well done. The way they recount the story, the artifacts, the fort and whatnot, it's not really, you know, I shouldn't say it's not touristy. Of course, there are many visitors there, but it's not hackneyed. It's not overdone. It's not overwrought. It's very, very sensibly done. And I remember, you know, my visit there. I've only been once to the Alamo itself. And we spent hours there, and we really soaked it up and learned a great deal. So you can't miss the Alamo. It actually is a shrine, a Texas shrine, hallowed ground, yeah.
And plenty of art and architecture to enjoy in San Antonio as well.
Yes, absolutely. And you want to start with the, you know, aptly named San Antonio Museum of Art. They have, you know, great permanent collections in terms of, you know, Islamic art and, you know, the classics and, you know, newer art as well. But they've got a couple of neat exhibits going on right now. They have a small Diego Rivera exhibit. And, of course, you know, the Mexican muralist. Anytime you get to see his art, it's a treat.
Right. And he and Frida Kahlo were
together. He and Frida Kahlo, yes. They were together and not together and not. Tempestuous, you would say, but it created some wonderful art by the two of them. There's also a nice Warhol exhibit, Warhol and sports
in San
figures
Antonio?
In San Antonio right now. Yes, some of his work around sports figures going on right now at the San Antonio Museum of Art. So I highly recommend that one. There's another place I love, the Blue Star Contemporary Art Museum. This is a collective of modern art. It's an old retro fitted building in the King William neighborhood. There's four gallery spaces, and this is for those who want to see, you know, modern, most cutting edge type of art and exhibits. That would be the place to go. And there's a neat part of the Riverwalk that has developed just in the last few years. It's called Museum Reach, and it actually is near the San Antonio Museum of Art. But it's a 1.5 mile section as part of this overall, you know, 15 mile Riverwalk that has some really neat, as they call them, visual and aural installations. So, you know, sight, sound, all along there, along with the landscape terraces, and from there you can actually, you know, access the Pearl Brewery complex, where the old Pearl Brewery used to be, and that's been made into a, you know, food and shopping and arts destination in and of itself. So that's a neat area to visit. So you get that museum and sort of architecture thing that's happened there in recent years. You know, the museum's a bit older, but they're doing really neat things with older structures and trying to bring in a very much a vibrant cultural influence.
We're talking about San Antonio with our travel correspondent, Elaine LaBalme. And talk to me about your favorite Mexican cantinas. You knew this was going to come down to food
yes.
and drink at some point.
Yes.
So where does one get that singular margarita?
Well, yeah, I have a couple of ideas for you. And the first one is a place called Mi Tierra, which means my land, our land.
Mi Tierra.
Mi Tierra. Roll that R. It's open 24/7. So you already get the sense of what's going on here. It's this absolutely
24/7.
24/7, never closes.
It's 6 a.m. Where is my margarita?
A very good one by the bartender. Natalie dressed, no less. But yeah, so it's a place. The place is just huge. And, you know, it's got all the what they call papel picado hanging from the ceilings, the colorful cut paper that decorates many, you know, Mexican restaurants.
Okay,
and,
sure.
And, you know,
papel
fairs.
Picado.
Papel picado, yes. Sí. And so it's this very lively place. Mariachis can come in as easily at 3 in the afternoon as at 3 in the morning. So great
Those
place.
Those guys never sleep,
No,
do they?
They do not. You can eat, you can drink. And the neat thing is, before you leave Mi Tierra, you have to stop by this huge bakery at the front of the restaurant right as you enter. And then you pick up your pastry that you're going to have the following morning. And let me tell you, after you've had those several margaritas, when you wake up the next morning, you're going to be glad you have some starch in the morning in the form of a neat Mexican pastry and breads and whatnot. So love Mi Tierra. Never miss that in San Antonio. The other one that I like, it's a little bit more of a modern vibe, is Rosario's. And this is a place that's, you know, loud and colorful and a little bit more, you know, so the cool kids are hanging there and whatnot. You still want to order the basics, even though they've got, you know, maybe fancier, newer Tex-Mexy food. I say stick with the classics there. Get yourself an enchilada. Get yourself a really good ice-cold margarita at Rosario's. That's the other place I really like.
Hotel options, on the Riverwalk or not?
Yes, but not necessarily downtown. The place I like is actually Hotel Havana, not Hotel Jalisco or something, but Hotel Havana, which, by the way, also has a terrific restaurant called Ocho. Eight. And very modern, very interesting food preparations there, but tasty, delicious. Hotel Havana, it's a boutique hotel. I think it's got just 20-some rooms. I was trying to think, how do I describe this? And it's kind of like, you know, the best thing I could come up with was minimalist, shabby chic. And I don't know if that's saying anything directly to you, Paul, but it's, you know, it's white, it's spare. It feels cosseting while not feeling overdone or overwrought.
I'm liking that.
It
yeah.
is just lovely. It's in the Museum Reach area. Not very crowded, so you're away from the fray, and it's a super comfortable place to stay.
And last but not least, Cinco. I'm sensing there are a few hidden gems in San Antonio, and you would know what they are.
All
so
right.
Clue us in.
Okay, a couple that I really like. The Esquire Tavern. This was named one of the best bars in America by, not surprisingly, Esquire magazine last year. No connection, but it is the oldest bar in San Antonio. You know, classic cocktails, craft beers. It's said to have the longest bar in Texas. I think it's 100 feet long. I can't even imagine. Cowboys Dance Hall, that's where you're going to find the Mechanical Bull.
Oh.
Ride 'em Cowboy.
Sure.
There you go. And lastly, again, the Pearl Brewery Complex. Some really good restaurants. Pearl Brewery is no longer open, but if you drink at the Esquire, go dance at Cowboys Dance Hall, and then wind up for some meats at the Pearl Brewery, you are in.
Did you get on the Mechanical Bull?
I did not.
Okay, well, something that Levi...
I got to go back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Got to have a reason to go back.
Exactly. Elaine LaBalme is our travel correspondent, and she writes and covers and tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Thanks, Elaine.
You betcha.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Tomorrow, we focus our entire program on millennials in Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.